I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It was a packed studio for this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. I've often interviewed more than one person on this show, but I don't think we've ever had four people on the mic at the same time. That's Alex.
Okay, well, guest today was pretty good.
Ruth.
I forgot to feed my guinea pig this morning.
Samuel.
Woke up this morning, had two phone calls, so exciting things of the day, phone calls.
And Logan.
I mean, maybe we can talk more about the name later, but that was kind of the inception.
They're the creators of Midstory, Toledo's media think hub. They're quite the busy people. They create independent think pieces, like articles and short videos. They tackle major projects. They call them the long-term solution-oriented projects, all based around Toledo issues. And then they have programming. Programming for high schoolers, college students, interns. It sounds like a lot, especially when you take into account how new this nonprofit is. They just received their nonprofit status a few months ago. And they recently just moved to Toledo. Ruth, Logan, and Sam graduated from Princeton. Alex graduated from MIT. And they all lived and worked in Boston before coming to Toledo to create Midstory.
All four of us dropped our full-time jobs, our futures, if you will, in some ways in quotes, to pursue something in Toledo, Ohio. I think most of my friends, when I phoned them up, they said, Sam, you're crazy. You're crazy to be here. You'd be better off in Boston, finding a job over there. But, I think it still is a question mark, but I think we're very willing. And every day we wake up and we're motivated to do something because it's not for ourselves. It's not for our own careers. That's why we went the nonprofit route in the first place. otherwise we would have went into business. It's not for our careers. It's not to make a name for ourselves. It's really for the community that helped raise us.
That's right. The Midstory team is originally from the Midwest. Alex is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And Ruth, Logan, and Sam are from Sylvania. And now they're back where they started, looking to create a platform for the voices and the stories of the Midwest.
And I think that voice is really, really important. I think nowadays, young people are really drawn and attracted to a certain culture. That's something this region really, really needs. I think there's a lot of hidden and beautiful stories that exist here. And I think there are a lot of very interesting perspectives. But I think the Midwest is both physically and metaphorically flyover country. In the national spotlight, we don't really have that much of a place at this moment in time. There are also a lot of people talking about the Midwest, I think. The kind of aesthetic beauty of the Rust Belt, cornfields, broken down warehouses. It's kind of trendy right now. And I think, in some ways, they're talking about us and we're not always talking about ourselves in the same way. And I think there's a real chance for young people to sort of take that mission on, to be able to tell our own stories, to have faith that our stories have value, and that they deserve to have a voice in that larger national spotlight.
It's a big responsibility, not just creating your own nonprofit, but curating the stories of a specific region. Believe me, I know this firsthand. I do it every single week. But for the Midstory team, especially Ruth and Sam, who are brother and sister, it's almost as if they feel they were meant to do this.
I think Sam and I grew up in a family that had a lot of uncertainties. And my parents are those people that are also like seeking for meaning in their lives, and they took risks. And so I think we were almost set up for this, at a very early age. I think we wanted to find meaning, or we were told that it's okay to pursue something, even if it's not stable. And so I think that we were very, very lucky and fortunate that we were raised in that positive reinforcement kind of environment to seek something that it's more important that it's human than it is profitable. And so I think that definitely was a huge part of, why we went off to Princeton and why we decided to come back.
But of course, confidence doesn't always mean the journey is going to be easy.
When we first came, I think even early February last year, we were just saying, okay, how do we even start? I remember we went to the library, checked out all the books that had to do about how to form a nonprofit. We're all great students, but we know almost nothing about how to start a nonprofit. But I think that's the good thing about starting something. You're very flexible. You're still defining who you are. And I think as you go through that process, you begin to define more about who you are, what roles each person sort of takes. That in the long run helps the nonprofit form itself.
So in a few ways, Midstory is still forming itself. But something that will probably never change is their motivation to share the beauty of the Midwest with others.
You know, Toledo was always destined to be something, you know, and I think in the 1920s, it was top 25 city in the United States. You know, I think if we can bring it to that level and to help other people understand what we see here, I think the beauty of this region, I think there's a lot of beauty here, a lot of things that we should be proud of, a lot of things that need improvement, a lot of things that need young talent to come here and pursue, but definitely a lot of beauty in this region that we should be celebrating, and we should be the first ones to be celebrating, you know, that aspect of our city.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.